The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show that is pre-recorded live. Yeah, we got a great show here this episode. Then I got T. Cliff.
What's going on? This is February 1st. Beginning of the month.
February.
Second month.
Yeah, beginning of Black History Month. And be on the lookout for the history of Black History Month. The origins of Black History Month. Before Black History Month is over with. Which I got to hurry up and get to it. Because I only got 28 days. We are now 27 days left. Yeah, we got Stacey, the late DJ.
Hey, I'm back.
You know, I gotta stop calling you the late DJ, but it's just an inside thing that just stuck with me, and it rhymes, and it's like, yeah.
You say Stacey, the great.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on time lately.
Lately.
Stacey, the great.
Look,
DJ.
All my shows that started late was not my fault.
I know. That's why it's an inside joke that nobody else knows about unless you was in our class. But I don't know. I just keep saying it because nostalgia, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of you talk about some Dragon Ball news. And we got, if you got some time, some kids to talk about. Ours and yours. Lag out.
We talking about whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
Kevin Cooper, who's been on death row since 1985, who's been proven innocent, but he's still on death row to be executed in just a few weeks from now. And it's kind of sad.
We record
like a week in advance because by the time you hear this, he might not be here with us anymore. And it really does suck, but I like to be ahead of schedule. So in case things happen, and things have been happening, and just like that noise just happened. But I'm paraphrasing because I can't put things up right now, but I'm paraphrasing. Kevin Cooper, he's been on death row for 30 years, proven innocent since the 90s. And on top of that, it was he'd been convicted of a murder of four family members, one being a 200-pound ex-Marine, a wife, a kid, and one survivor, which was the other kid. And once he was able to recover from his injuries, because his throat was slashed, but he didn't die, he was left for dead. Once he recovered from his injuries, the kid even said it wasn't even Kevin Cooper who did it, which I gotta say that I have to mention this. And I know in like two shows ago, we mentioned that black people look for the racism in anything all the time. Black people look for it in racism, but this is a case of racism. The kid said that Kevin Cooper wasn't even involved in it at all. The kid said it was three white and or Hispanics who murdered his family. Kevin Cooper is one black guy, and the kid said it was three other nationalities that did it. Mm-hmm. That's crazy as heck. The sheriff that arrested Kevin Cooper even confessed to it being, yes, it was racism. The day that he got convicted for death row, he hung a stuffed monkey outside the courthouse with the words, "Kill that nigga." So not only did the sheriff confess to that, he also confessed to tampering and destroying evidence that was directly linked to the case, to the murder case. The girlfriend, well, suspected girlfriend of one of the murderers, even said her boyfriend is murderous. He owns a hatchet that was found at the murder case scene. And the sheriff who arrested Kevin Cooper burnt the overalls, the clothes that he was wearing with all the bloody stuff on it. So everything is pointing to Kevin Cooper not being this murderer that he is convicted of and about to get killed over. And he's been sitting here pondering this in his head for the last 30 years. Temper in the court system, again, like I said before, of course, it sounds funny when I say this, but the court system is made for criminals. And it does sound funny when I say it, but it's not made for criminals in the way that you think that it's made for. It's not made for the justification of what. Is that even, did I use that right? It's not made for the justice that needs to be served for these criminals. And to me, I even feel that the justice system is made for the government to try to look for some type of bylaws to justify the wrongdoings of what they done did. And they keep the criminals on the street to try to keep them from being convicted. Let's use the small criminal to cover up our big crime mastermind things. Yes, everybody know you, I'm a, what you call that? So I was a C.
Conspiracist.
This is so jacked up. That a guy, and we was talking about this earlier. What did you mention about the whole death row, Stacey?
First of all, why do you put people on death row for so long? Like, isn't that the point? If you're on death row, why not just go ahead and do the execution? Like, if you're waiting all these years, technically it's not death row. Like, I don't get it.
Me and T was talking about this right before we started the show.
That's called torture your life.
Yeah, and I get
torture
it.
Torture with life, that's what I call it.
I get it, and I don't get it, because when you think about it, going off the way you saying it stays, it's like, dang, I'm on death row, man, just kill me, because this is torture without the physical body harm of torture. Because
then again, it shouldn't be torture, because you know you dying, you just don't know when.
Yeah,
and but you know how you gonna die. But my thing is, why would you wait so long? You're not gonna wait like a special way of killing them. It's only one way you gonna kill them, so just get it in. Well, kill one, within the first five.
But from that way, I do understand, like, it is, to me, is torture without the physical body harm of torture. But at the same time, this is why I think that, yeah, waiting is good, because you find out things like this. Like, the guy, like, there's so many people that was on death row before
him. Y'all sued him for waiting so long.
Well, he can't do jack while he up in that mud. But I'm saying, there's so many people before him that's been on death row and executed and innocent already, but they already gone. And
I don't think that they should have the death penalty, period, because it's just, it's enough torture just being locked up, because it's like, what can you do? You know what I mean? It's a lot of people that's locked up. You got family members and close friends that pass away. You can't be there for the funeral or for the family. You have birthdays. A lot of people have families. They have mothers. They have children. You know, and they can't see their kids grow up. They can't be there if their parents get sick, or, you know, something happens to the children. They're not going to see their children grow and get married, graduate school, things of that nature. So I think just being locked up is torture enough. You got to eat the same nasty food. You know, you might go out into the yard and get sunshine, but you can't go up the street to the corner store. You can't, you know, get your sip on. Not to say that that's something that I would promote, but, you know, on a nice day or whatever, you know, you might want to sip a little something and chill. You cannot do that. You got curfew. You got a bedtime. You got a wake up time. Like, who? That's torture enough. I mean, killing somebody is too easy. It's too easy.
True. Well, let's hope that the governor of Cali, California, don't sentence this guy to death.
Talking about Arnold?
No. What high hopes do we have him actually being let go by him being black? Like, let's just be real.
I don't believe in the devil. I don't think they should have it. That's because I don't believe they should kill anybody. And the Bible says not to kill, so that doesn't mean you give you the right to kill just because they kill somebody. Still, you shouldn't kill. That's why I say I'm just not down with killing. Being in prison is enough suffering. I'd rather have you suffer while you're alive than getting off that easy. I think killing is getting off easy.
So, yeah, you can't suffer if you're dead. It's too easy. You're out of you. You know what I'm saying? You're out of everything. It's let go. Exactly. You're out of debt, out of trouble. Nobody's looking for you.
Guilty.
It's too easy.
It can't eat you up when you're dead. So I'd rather have you alive than to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Hard labor, I will give you. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Then I'm gonna move on for real. Okay. You said don't kill them, but what if it in your family and you get a hold of them? Would like the court to hand them over to you so you can do whatever you're gonna do, or would you allow him to be in the prison?
I said I'm not a killer. I don't believe in killing. No, I'm much
stronger. Yeah, I'm not that weak. I would just ask that he serve his sentence. You need to be locked up and serve your time. Mm-hmm. It's torture, you know. Now it depends on the situation, you know, like
they let me torture him. Yeah, I'll do that.
What?
Molestation, rape, and murder. When my family member is the victim, or anybody for that matter, mm-hmm. It's not just my family, anybody. But if the case is molestation, rape, or murder, then lock them up, throw away the key. Don't kill them. Let them suffer.
Let them suffer.
But if it's a lesser case, let them serve his time. You know, you stole. Okay, let him do some time or whatever. Think about what he did. Let him out. Hopefully he changed.
All right. Well, let's move on to some other news. The lottery. All right.
Woo!
And this is not a woo case, because this involves not somebody on death row, but a death of somebody. Gregory Birch Jr., age 20, father of two, died over his lottery winnings. Somebody broke into his home while his family was there. It stated that he pleaded for his life, asking them not to kill him while his family is present, but they end up killing him anyway. Now, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the lottery and why it's highly stupid that only 6 states allow winners to be anonymous. Kansas, Maryland, Delaware, Michigan, North Dakota, and Ohio.
But wait, there's
more BS here. A bill was proposed early 2015 to add the convenience of winners remaining anonymous if they donate 25% of their winnings to the Lottery of Education account or other tax-exempt organizations. BS.
Nigga, you can tell mine. Shoot, I'll just pick up and move.
But it's 2 things with that, though. It's 2 things. For far, that's some bull crap. This is Georgia, too, by the way, where this was passed.
I love Georgia.
I mean, not passed, where it's proposed. Basically, you saying I gotta pay 25% of my winnings for life protection? And 2, you saying the money would go to the education? Sure. That's why schools are still closing.
No, in Michigan. We don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, it's closing. It's closing in other states, too.
Everybody got the same effect we're going through right now.
Schools are closing all over.
I'm talking about the same effect we're going through.
I don't know if we're going through the same effect as far as...
You know how many schools we lost in Detroit?
No, I'm saying, like, I don't know if they closing by... We got, like, decaying schools and, you know, foundation is, like, jacked up and the teachers ain't getting treated right and... Stuff like that. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, are they going through what Detroit?
I don't know what they're going through.
I know schools closed.
But I'm just saying, I know schools all over.
Yeah, I know schools closed, but I'm talking about are they going through what we going through.
I don't know. I didn't look into all of them. It's a lot.
Make sure you look into that.
But I'm just saying, like, for them to use education, because the same here goes here in Michigan. They use that dang on education bull crap when the pot goes up higher and higher. None of that stuff is going, like, when you pay into the lottery, it was supposed to be like whoever didn't win that money or a portion of that money goes into the education. But yet the pot is getting bigger and bigger and bigger to where one payout would make you the richest man in the world.
Oh, God, that just shakes me. Because when you win, and I don't care how large the amount of money is that you win, when you win, you're not going to get all of the money.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be a portion of it taken away. So why can't they take that portion and donate it to wherever it is that they want to donate it to? Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with you donating to a good cause, but it's the government is always trying to find ways to take money from us when they're not doing anything on their parts. Like, it's sad that people have to, you know, that people are losing their lives and, you know, money and everything over winning large lump sums. I think that's absolutely stupid. They should let you choose whether you want to share that news or not. Like, if I won, I shouldn't have to show my face or give my personal information, my name and where I live at and what I plan on doing with the money, because it's dangerous and any fool can see that. So why do I have to put my life and my loved ones, their lives in danger because for a news story or whatever? You know, like, it's stupid. But I would be okay with donating a certain percentage that was mandatory if they started doing something better. If I do it, you gotta match me, period.
Okay. All right, well, I got two answers. I got an answer for what they got for you, and I got my answer. My answer is that you said the answer to your question already, the government. Government don't care about you, Stace. The government don't care about you.
I don't care about them either.
The government don't care about you. The government don't care about them lottery winners. I don't know how the lottery thing really works all the way through 100%, but I'm assuming if that person get killed, hey, that's money they ain't got to pay no more. That's what they care about.
Give it to my family. No. You still owe me that money. I got family out here. I got kids that I take care of.
True. Again, the government don't care about you nor Stays.
True. I got sick grandma.
The government don't care.
I still got family.
Government don't care about your grandma, Stays' grandma.
I got fake my friends grandma out here that need to be paid off. I got a bookie.
fake friends.
Sure. They don't come for me. They don't come after my family. Give me my money.
Okay, and here is their answer. Lottery officials claim winners have to come forward for the good of the public trust.
I'm about to get ready to cuss.
and because the game involves public funds that are subject to disclosure, like all laws that the government must handle, which is, I say to that is funarious, and that's my little made up word for hilariously funny, that the government must disclose stuff, period. Because the government doesn't disclose anything to anybody any point in time. And when they do disclose it, they say, hold on 1 second while we come up with this story, and then we'll get back to you.
You know, that's sad about this lottery thing that you're coming up with. But you know what I also find sad about the lottery? It's how the city of Detroit, for the people that went to go buy a ticket, that can't pay for water. Now, you can get a lottery ticket, but you can't pay your water bill. I think that's sad. I think that's saying that you want to put your money where you want to put it, when you want to put it somewhere.
Sure.
If it'll benefit you, but you think you should get free water. No, I think you should still pay for your water bill. Water's not free, just like electricity is not free.
Well, this is America. Nothing's free.
I get that. You know, I understand it, like, you have bills, so, and this is speaking beforehand, before the crisis, like, you have bills, pay your bills. Now, sometimes, you know, bill might get out of hand or whatever, somebody might have an extra little 50 cent or a dollar, not to say that they're going out to buy a pocket full of tickets.
I need about 350.
But for real, you take your last 50 cent or your last dollar and you go play it and hope you hit something. So if you hit it, then maybe you just might be able to go ahead and pay your water bill. But if I was paying my bill up until the crisis happened, if I were in that situation and that happened, no, I'm not going to continue to pay a water bill for some water that I can't use. But, you know,
No, I'm not talking about Flint. I'm talking about Detroit. Now, a dollar is okay, but I wouldn't pay no $10 for no 10 tickets if you can't give $10 for your water.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true.
That's when I think you're trying to get over. Now, I can understand people get a little backed up, and sometimes the water company, they do give out wrong bills. I heard of that. They give out wrong bills. But if you're not even going down there to talk to them, you just want to complain about it, so I'm not giving at all. But you're going to spend $10 on a ticket hoping you will get somewhere. You got about a million and, what it was, 600 million chances of winning. I'm not spending no $10 on no 10 tickets.
Things are higher than that.
I don't have anything extra to give out when I'm trying to get this water bill down.
Water bill, that's two hot and readies right there.
You got a better chance to feed your family than paying for 10 tickets that you just going to miss out on.
Yeah,
I like that lady who tried to sue because she spent all that money on them tickets. And no, she tried to give her, what's that on, what you call that on Facebook when they're trying to get donations?
Oh my God, a GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe to pay her back because all the money she spent on tickets. I'm like, that's a chance you take, stupid.
Hey, but the thing about it is, people buy into that GoFundMe bull crap.
I'm asking questions. Why do you need it? No, I need some evidence. Let me see.
It don't make a difference. They buy into, like, this one guy, he started up a GoFundMe to make some macaroni and cheese. And people donated a grip ton of money. And you get perks for GoFundMe. Like, if you donate a set amount, you get this perk. If you donate a set amount, you get that the previous perk and this perk. So the perks was you get to watch him make it and taste it and eat on it.
First of all, what? I don't eat everybody macaroni and cheese. I don't eat everybody food, period. So I don't want, no thank you.
Well, you know this is a white guy, so you know it's going to be Kraft.
Whoa, I'm white and I don't eat Kraft. Good night.
Why do I want to watch you eat macaroni and cheese at that?
Oh man, that's funny. Let's move on from the sad portion of this. Let's move to some good stuff, which I call anything Dragon Ball Z is good except for Dragon Ball GT.
Yeah.
Stacey, you welcome to join me and T if you want to, but you a girl.
I know absolutely nothing about Dragon Ball Z, but I'll get in.
Let me ask you this. Do you know, because I was surprised when I found out about this the other day. Do you know anything about X-Men, the cartoon?
No.
Dang. Okay, you the first. I know a couple girls I know about X-Men. They was asking.
I don't watch that kind of stuff. It's not because I'm a girl. I just don't. I've never been into that type of thing. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, Dragon Ball Z, is that like with the Yu-Gi-Oh thing?
Oh, disrespectful with the blasphemous. God dang it, girl. No, I see what you're saying. It's like something along that line with the fighting scene, but it's a little different. It's a little different. Like, but I can see what you're saying about it.
Whoa.
So Pokemon, what is
Stace,
that?
Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh is the same.
Stop it, Stacey.
Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh. She asked a question, so let's answer it.
No.
Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. Now that's like kind of the same thing, but I can see what you're saying about Dragon Ball Z and Yuga. It's like a fighting. It's more for like fighting thing, but
it's not the same.
It's just
okay.
I'm not saying it's the same. I'm saying is I can see how she understands.
I mean,
along
I just
the
never
line.
Really got into that. It's not because it's a girl thing.
I was just
know?
Joking about you being a girl. Right, I came across some females who some diehard Dragon Ball fans. Is like moi here.
Oh yeah, it's a lot out there.
I was saying, they asked this question the other day about X-Men. They were saying if you was had mutant powers, what powers would you like to have? And a lot of people comment to it. And I caught a lot of women comment to it, so I was like really surprised about it.
Yeah.
I would freeze people.
You would be Iceman.
Yeah, ice.
You'd be Iceman probably.
Freeze. Ice powers.
Probably Iceman or Storm. So
I like Storm. Now don't get me wrong, I know a little bit about it.
Okay,
I just don't
okay.
Get into it.
What powers would
Why'd
you have?
Why'd you just say name somebody from X-Men or something?
What powers would you have, T?
Oh, I told them it'll either be Wolverine, Cyclops, or Magneto. A lot of
you got to pick one, man. You got to pick one.
No,
man.
They didn't say who you had.
Okay, well, I'm saying it on the show.
The person who asked the question, they put in two people. So okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to pick who I will pick.
Whatever talk is asking for one power.
Oh, one power? Oh, it would have to be Wolverine.
Wolverine.
All the way.
Okay. A lot of people is confused about Wolverine before you answer, before you're going to say Wolverine. Just think about this. Wolverine powers is...
I know what his power is. His power is healing.
All right. Because a lot of people...
His healing factor. I already know about Wolverine. Ain't nothing you can tell me about
him. Okay, cool. I'm talking for the listeners. Don't get confused by Wolverine. His mutant powers is not to have metal come out of his body.
The antium bones, though, it's not his powers. Okay. That's what they put in him.
His mutant powers is to heal rapidly. That's his mutant power, people. Okay, my powers... Dang, is he an S-Man?
It's just mutant power. I said mutant power. It's not necessarily.
No, X-Men. I'm just saying. Mutant. Okay, power. I can't use him then.
Who is a boat?
I was gonna say Silver Surfer, but Silver Surfer not a mutant.
Oh no, what is he? He's like some kind of alien.
No, yeah, he is. He come from another alien planet, but he's been endowed in powers by what's the guy's name? He's Galactus, but his powers is like. Extremely off the charts. Like, he ripped Bruce Banner apart from the Hulk. Like, he took out the Hulk. Like, and I'm saying it's a lot of people that took out the Hulk, but like, he can like separate Bruce and Hulk. Like, he cured Bruce of his gamma problem and just stripped the Hulk away from him. But that's why
I don't get it.
He
took the Hulk out of
Bruce. He took the gamma infection or the gamma disease that he have been infected with by the explosion of the gamma rays that makes him turn into the Hulk. He pretty much cured him by ripping the Hulk out of Bruce. So, but he has...
Who the hell is Bruce?
Bruce is the Hulk.
Yeah, Bruce is the Banner. Hulk. Bruce Banner is the guy who turns human into
guy.
The Hulk.
The white guy.
How did he turn into the Hulk? He drinks something?
No, he gets mad. Yeah, he
just slap him a couple times.
He just get angry. He got like an anger problem.
Say,
you S-Boss lover.
He get angry. Don't you ever heard? You never saw? Oh, you never saw the movie. You don't watch that.
Like, it's kind of like Stacy and Stacina.
Right. Once you get mad, you turn to Stacina.
Yeah,
or Stacina.
Okay. Stacy. Okay.
But you might be the Hawk right now. We don't know.
All right, but since it has to be a mutant, I can't pick Silver Surfer. But
that's cool. Silver Surfer.
No.
I'm a mutant.
No,
not human.
But humans are. I mean, mutants are humans.
Not necessarily.
They are. They just mutated humans.
Some of them come out aliens already.
Nah, they mutated humans. Alien that's babies. Why it's called mutant.
They call alien babies.
So. I'm not going to pick Silver Surfer because he's technically an alien from another place. I'm going to go with probably Scarlet Witch because she.
You can pick him because the Ninja Turtles were turtles.
Yeah, but they
turned into mutants. That's the same thing with humans. Turn into mutants.
Turn into mutants. Same thing. Same. I guess you could say. I hate saying this, but I don't because it sounds stupid to me. Same difference. But I'm going to go with Scarlet Witch because Scarlet Witch is a freaking beast of a character. If people understand what she can do, she can pretty much turn the freaking universe inside out.
I thought you were going to pick Michael Dobson.
That's my papa.
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to do some research on her. She might become my Shiro.
Look up Scarlet Witch. She is she's gangster, and don't get her mad either.
You should be what you call them, because can't nobody beat her.
All right, look, hold on.
You should be Jean Grey.
You know what? That'd be a pretty
the Phoenix.
You gotta say.
I don't think nobody can touch her.
Okay, you gotta say Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
Hold on. You gotta say Jean Grey. Possessed by the Phoenix, because the Phoenix is not a mutant. The Phoenix is a goddess.
I don't care, but no, Jean Grey, because Jean Grey has she has psychic abilities and something else. Can't nobody touch her.
You ain't no Scarlet Witch.
Can't nobody touch
read
her.
Up on Scarlet Witch. Okay, gotta well, be a doggish battle. Scarlet Witch and Jean.
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you because
I know what Jean can
do. I didn't know until which. No, then when she got the Phoenix power, she untouchable. That's why somebody Tony said he would be her. I didn't know that much about Witchcraft. Can't nobody touch Phoenix.
I understand that. Scarlet Witch is pretty much a god herself, though.
She's a what?
She's pretty much a god herself, though. Scarlet Witch.
So is the Phoenix.
Yeah, but Jean had to be possessed by the Phoenix to order to become
the god. But she also
had
her powers, too.
Yeah, I understand
that. She got
the
Phoenix power, and she got her powers.
I understand that, but that'd be a doggish fight. I'm gonna have to submit that to death battle. Scarlet Witch and...
once she get locked up, Jean gonna smack her around.
Read up on Scarlet Witch. But we didn't digress.
Yeah, we probably far
on Dragon Ball Z. We didn't digress like crazy. But Dragon Ball news. Dragon Ball Super, which is the new installment of Dragon Ball Z, of Dragon Ball. I found out where it take place. Where at least it's supposed to take place. I thought it took place after Dragon Ball Z. But it turns out it takes place at the... in between the death of Boo and the end of Dragon Ball Z. You get what I'm saying? Like, right after the death of Boo, when Boo got defeated, Kid Boo got defeated by the Kamehameha, the Spirit Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Dragon Ball Super is supposed to take place. You remember at the end of Dragon Ball Z, where Goku went off to go train Ub, which is the reincarnation of Boo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where that's where Super supposed to take place. Because a lot of people was asking, and because Dragon Ball Super first season had just ended like some weeks ago.
And I saw all of it.
We supposed to get it here in the States sometime this year, which is 2016 now. So I hope we get it sooner, way before the summertime. I really hope so. But
it's already here. Some people already saw it.
Not the American. We know. Yeah, not the American version. I know they ain't seen that because the American versions that I have seen with the English versions that I've seen, those are dubbed over by fans.
Dubbed.
Yeah, so that means me and you are trying to interpret what they're saying in the Japanese song form. And that's some bull crap because I seen one and I was mad as heck when I seen it. But I haven't watched it on the Dragon Ball, the Japanese version. And a lot of hardcore fans say, oh, you ain't no hardcore fan. Trust me, I can go toe-to-toe with any of you hardcore fans. I just choose not to watch the Japanese version because I don't want to read no more.
Well, dude, you're not a hardcore fan.
I'm not
a hardcore fan. I watch the Japanese version.
Anyway, that means for you hardcore fans out there who may be listening to this, that means at the end of Dragon Ball Z, Goku and Vegeta were already Super Saiyan gods. Because if it take place in between the death of Boo and the end of Dragon Ball Z, and the end of Dragon Ball Z was Goku going off to train Boo. Boo is not around in Dragon Ball Super in this first season because Boo is only like maybe two, three, four years old now. That's why you may not be seeing Boo. That's why you may not be seeing Ub right now.
It's a strong little kid.
So I just want to make that little something to ponder your minds on, you Dragon Ball fans, that at the end of Dragon Ball Z, if that be the case of with the time frame of Dragon Ball Super, that Goku and Vegeta were already Super Saiyan gods at that time and already met Beerus, which is the god of destruction and all that stuff, and already fought Freezer, most likely. But we can't put movies in the timeline of Dragon Ball Z because movies are not canon to the story, which is, it's hard to pick what's canon to the story anyway. Moving along to a conversation I overheard when I was at the kid's school. I heard these two guys talking a bunch of nonsense about how they don't watch sports, play video games, etc., etc., because it doesn't benefit them. What's the point if it ain't benefiting nobody?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But that's basically what they're saying.
I mean, it's something you enjoy doing. I mean, I don't have to benefit you.
Well, yeah, and that's the point. Exactly. Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to, that's what I'm about to get to now. Now, they said,
I already said it, so you don't have to say it.
Now, basically, they're saying they're too grown for this. And I hate grown folks or adults, however you want to label yourself.
I don't have fun.
Yeah, I hate that term. I'm too grown for this. I don't watch cartoons. That's for kids. I don't play video games. That's for kids. I don't play, period, because that's for kids.
Well, what do you do to relax you?
Exactly. You don't have a hobby?
Have something fun to do? What do you mean? What do you like to do?
And
all I do, go to work, pay bills.
And that's whack as heck. I understand, like, living paycheck to paycheck. Trust me.
Because I'm grown.
I understand living paycheck to paycheck. That's not fun. But the thing about it is, I'm having fun right now as I'm doing whatever talk. I'm having fun right now because I got some friends right here with me, and we're conversing about things we like to converse about. I consider myself a hardcore gamer. People who listen to my other show, Trophy Whores, is...
Were they married?
Yes, they were married. Yeah, he was talking.
They better not get divorced. They gonna die.
Yeah, they got. And no, he said. Well, and one of them I know mentioned that. Yeah, my son, he plays, and I'll watch his and watch that. But you know, it's I somewhat
really.
Yeah. And like, I don't have a problem. He said I don't have a problem playing it. Just like me, I don't watch sports. But I don't see the non-benefit of not watching sports. I just don't. It doesn't intrigue me. I don't have fun watching sports. Right. But I love to play sports. I'm very active. And then he turned around and said, well, you know, I got so much work. I got so many things to do. Yes, everybody in the world has so many things to do.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Everybody need a mind reliever.
Exactly. So grown folks, you adults, or what you call, whatever you want to call yourself, being authority figure, stop saying I'm too grown for that. I don't play this. I don't do this. I don't because I'm too grown for that. Shut up. I still
will. You find something you like to do, even though you like to go behind doors and jack off. You find something you
exactly.
Like to do.
That's your hobby.
You just don't want to mention it.
That's your hobby. You too grown. You too
like
grown.
I stranger myself every Thursday night.
You too grown for that. I mean, that is like, I hate hearing that jump, man, with a passion. I hate hearing that jump.
It gotta be something you like to do.
What you like to do, Stays? Keep it PG.
Tell it all.
I
tell
mean,
it all.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. What you like to do besides penis peek?
I do a lot. I like sports. I watch sports. I love to watch sports.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh man, I can't wait for that.
I can't wait neither.
Even though my team didn't make it, I'm still gonna be right there front and center.
I'm voting for somebody.
All right. Stop it with that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
My hobbies involve music.
Okay, I love music. I listen to music all day. Okay, I was rapping to myself yesterday.
Well, okay, all right. All right, besides the music, all right, let me rephrase this question. What's your go-to hobby, T?
What's my go-to hobby?
Yeah, like we all know, because we all like music, we all like watching TV, we all like that, but what's your thing?
I would have to say right now, it's music.
Music.
It relaxes me, I have time to think, and that's why I listen to it. It relaxes me. All type of music.
All types.
Yeah.
So you like that you like bluegrass?
Bluegrass, I love it.
Alright.
I might listen to it tonight, matter of fact. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm be honest with y'all, I'm getting into I didn't know she was that good, but she's a good writer. Taylor Swift. I've been listening to her lately.
Okay. Stays, what's your thing?
I can't really think of anything. I do a lot, but music is the most. It's the biggest thing for me. Not that I just listen to it, but I'm actually, it's been a hobby of mine since I was like 9. I was in band. I played the clarinet. I still have my clarinet. And I used to practice every day, whether I had to or not. That was my thing. So I write it, I play it, I listen to it.
I play the trumpet and the trombone.
Wait a minute. You a female, Kelly? You be blowing on that to get kids to follow you?
Okay. No, sir.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. But both of y'all too grown for that job. Anyway,
I don't have no trumpet or no trombone. But like I said, I love music.
No, okay. Well,
I'm already ready to play the piano. It's going to help my blindness skills.
I'll be able to see the tunes.
I'll be Ray Charles for real.
You know what? I might start saying that just to irritate him because he hates it so much.
What?
I'm too grown for that.
Too grown for that. Okay. Well, my go-to thing is, like, of course, a number of things. I have recently fell in love with editing and photo retouching, but my go-to thing has been video games. Video games get a bad reputation because of people like these two guys, too grown for that. That's some BS. That's some BS bit time. These games are, whether you want to believe it or not, they geared towards the grown folks nowadays. The only one that's not really geared towards the grown folks is the Nintendo. They stick basically with the family-oriented gaming. And they think when you play video games, your mind is corrupted. When you watch TV, your mind is corrupted. When you listen to certain types of music like y'all listen to, y'all like y'all, and your mind is corrupted. But it's been many statistics that's been ran. And it's been on professional people like doctors and...
Hold on. First of all, my mind's not corrupted because of music. It's been corrupted before music.
Yes, I know. But I'm just saying, like, doctors who play video games been proven to be better surgeons on the table because their hand-eye coordination is way better. Well, not way better, but it's better than doctors who don't play video games.
Yeah, like they play that game, what you call them? Where you crawling when you take the little thing and like when they go
operation
the body, operation.
I'm defending gamers, but I'm just saying gaming gets a bad reputation. Stop saying I'm too grown for that. The more you stimulate your brain, the more you will know that you're not too grown for that.
I'm gonna let them. You can tell them this. Now, you might be too grown for that, but you're not too grown for something. Like, everybody does things something as a kid. Now, if you ain't had no fun as a kid, something you still gonna love doing as you did when you was a kid.
Yeah.
Now, if you ain't had no fun as a kid, then I can't say nothing for you.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you.
I'll only use that one exception. I'm too grown for that for Mike Jack. Mike Jack was too grown for what he was doing.
What was he doing?
Look, he ain't molest them kids. But he slept in the same bed as them kids. He too grown for that. Okay? I'm not saying, I'm choosing to believe he didn't molest though. I'm choosing to believe that he didn't give them some Jesus juice. I'm choosing to believe that he didn't do none of that stuff. He was
too old to have the glitter on the balls.
But I ain't know he had glitter on his balls, but I would assume he did because his glove had glitter and that's his main hand. No. But that was just a joke. Grown folks, stop saying you're too grown for something because you ain't too grown for nothing. You're never too grown for something. In fact, the more you act like a kid, the healthier you will be, literally. I know that for a fact.
They say laughing is a nice medicine.
If you 80 years old and you think like you used to think like you when you was younger, I ain't saying go skydiving. I ain't saying go doing gymnastics and all that stuff. But
yeah,
if you can still
go skydiving when you 80 years old, you'll blow up.
Yeah, but hey, if you can still do it, do it. But let's close out this show because this was a good show. Listen to Whatever Talk on our new home, provengamer.com. Go there, check it out. Leave us some comments. We also got iTunes. Type in Whatever Talk and you should see us. Make it one word. Whatever Talk, one word. I don't know why it got to be one word, but it got to be one word. When you type it in, look for a Proven Gamer, Whatever Talk. We're there. All our shows are there. Leave us a rating. Let us know how you like us. That'll be great. We would love that so much because despite our disclaimer, we do care about what you got to say. Write us an email, whatevertalk@provengamer.com. The old one is still there. whatevertalkshow@gmail. All that's still there. While you writing those letters, while you leaving those comments, comment about this show. Well, tell us how you feel about this death row. Is it bad? Is it good? Did this guy really gotta go? No. I ain't even mean for that to rhyme, but it did, yo.
That was so weak.
But it made sense.
But it was weak.
It was weak, but it made sense.
Dude, I was going on what you call them, Young Thugger raps.
Nah, Young Thugger,
yeah,
nah,
yeah.
He don't, no.
Yeah, it is. I don't care what you believe.
I don't care what you believe. How you feel about the lottery? Do you think every single state need to have this anonymous thing? We do. What Avatar says, get up off the bus, government. Stop killing our people who win in this lottery so you can keep the money in your pocket. All you Dragon Ball Z fans, all you Dragon Ball fans, all you Dragon Ball GT fans, suck it. All you Dragon Ball Super fans, let me know about my comment.
If you're a fan of all of it.
Mm-mm. Not even the creator of Dragon Ball is not a fan of GT.
You still watch it though, right?
GT?
Yep.
No, I watched it that one time, the whole time.
Hypocrite.
Of course I gotta watch it because I'm a fan. I gotta see what it's about.
Next.
Are you too grown for this episode? You too grown to listen to this? Are you too grown to play with your kids? Because that's what you're saying. That's what you're really saying. When you say I'm too grown for this, you're really saying I'm too grown to play with my own kids.
I agree with that. I'm too grown to play with my kids.
That's what you're really saying.
We don't play the same. My kid will beat the shit out of me.
Because you would never know when where it's coming from.
Don't throw that.
Don't pop.
My foot. Yeah.
Oh, man. I had some shots fired, but... Let's go with shots out and say the shots are for next show. Stace, you got some shots? Some shout outs?
Yeah. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to y'all, the host and co-host. Shout out to everybody, man. You know, don't get on my nerves because I'm too grown for that. And, you know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Not at all.
T-Dot, you got some shouts?
Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to the kids. You know, Terrence love the kids. Shout out to Donnie kids. Shout out to Stacy kids. Shout out to Stacy. I love you. Shout out to Donnie. I love you. Shout out to myself. I love you so much.
Don't make me cry, man. I got to keep it together. It's almost a closing time.
And we love you back, brother.
All right.
Sometimes.
That's cool.
I got to give a shout out to the listeners, of course. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following us to Proven Gamer, because Proven Gamer is a good site. We got some sponsors I got to give a shout out to. If not, we ain't getting paid. No, we ain't getting paid anyway. We're sponsored by Amazon. Before you go to Amazon, go to provengamer.com. Click the little tab in the lower right-hand corner that'll send you directly to Amazon. When you make a purchase during the checkout, some of the proceeds come to Proven Gamer
without
you spending any extra money out of your bank account or debit card purchase, whatever you're under. I know it ain't cash. But to make things easier, once you click that link over there, be sure to bookmark that link. That way, you don't have to go to provengamer.com. Just go to your bookmark, and it'll still be there as if you went to provengamer.com. But why would you want to not come to provengamer.com? Not only is Donnie there, we got Stacey and T-Dot Cliff and the whole cast of Whatever Talk. So that's a good enough reason to come to provengamer.com anyway.
Come on, guys.
Until you go to Amazon. Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it. Come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening. Whatever talk.